This is Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate, the podcast where we cover home buying, home selling, home improvement tips and ideas, market trends and developments, and investing in real estate. If you own real estate in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area, or want to own real estate here, then you're in the right place. Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate is hosted by Blake Watson, a real estate agent and investor in Tennessee and Georgia. Brokered by EXP Realty, LLC.
Welcome to Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. I'm Blake Watson, a licensed agent in Tennessee and Georgia, and brokered by EXP Realty, LLC. My guest today is Gary Crow with the Uptown brand.
That's right.
It's good to have you, Gary.
Thank you for having me, Blake.
Welcome.
I'm excited to be here.
So the Uptown brand, tell me, what does that mean?
Oh, that's a loaded question. So Uptown brand was formed. I opened up the Uptown brand real estate brokerage, which is Uptown Firm. Mm-hmm. I opened that up in the recession. I think that was maybe 2008, maybe 2007, 8, 9. I was working for a smaller real estate company in Rossville, Georgia called Ransom Realty.
Okay.
And so our bread and butter were $20,000 and $30,000 houses in Rossville, Georgia. So I would sell, you know, I have to sell 30 a year to make a decent paycheck.
Yeah.
And so that company dissolved because of health issues with the owner.
Okay.
So I was stuck. Do I go work for another brokerage firm or do I start my own?
Okay.
So that's when I created Uptown Firm. So it was just me and a few other agents that came from the smaller firm to do Uptown Firm. And then it just kind of started from there.
How about that?
Yeah. You know, in the recession, I was working at Ransom Realty and I was doing more investment properties. I was still a realtor, but I was doing a whole lot of investments. The foreclosures were just incredible.
Yeah.
Bad for the economy and for sellers getting foreclosed.
It was a tough time.
Very tough.
Yeah.
But it was great for investors.
Oh, absolutely.
And I was just buying as much as I could at the courthouse, going to banks, trying to get as much money as I could, buying their products, their foreclosed properties.
What is the Uptown brand? What does that mean?
Yeah, so Uptown brand, there's no real meaning behind Uptown brand. Oh. I don't have a big story, right?
Well, you're uptown anyway.
Yeah, I wanted to do something that was different. I wanted to do something that was, I'm into the modern stuff. I'm into modern design, mid-century modern architecture. Love that stuff. And so I wanted to do something that was a little bit different. And so I just started, I went on GoDaddy.com and said, you know, Uptown, something like that. And then UptownFirm.com was available.
Okay.
And so that's how I created the name. That's it. It's really that easy.
The URL was available.
It was available.
How
I wanted
that?
Uptown.com, but it was taken.
You mentioned the mid-century modern architecture. I don't know if you actually designed the buildings, the homes that you build, but you certainly have a big hand in designing them, it seems.
Yeah.
And I see the style of many of them. Tell me about that more, about your sense of style.
Well, I give credit to great architectures in town. Alley Architecture, Lawrence Mathis is the master, in my opinion, of local mid-century modern. I could name off so many architecture companies in Chattanooga, and so I certainly give them all the credit. But I had an investment property in Hickson that looked really different. And so I purchased this home. It was an estate sale, and I started digging into the plans that the owners gave me. And it was mid-century, and I didn't know what that was. And so as I was rehabbing the home, researching it, just pulling up this particular style, all these homes started popping up, especially in Palm Springs, California.
Okay.
And so that began the love of that architecture, that 50s, 60s, the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's where that kind of modern design started, with that one house. And so that one house did very well. It had a lot of success as far as people wanting to try to purchase it. While I was fixing that one up, another one got brought to me to do as well, another mid-century. And so I purchased that one and fixed it up. And it just became this thing that this is it. This is the niche.
Yeah.
This is what, in my opinion, what Chattanooga needs. Now, we have tons of craftsman style homes, all new construction, old, and those are great. I love them. No disrespect to those, but they're the cookie cutter stuff that's everywhere.
Yeah. You see them all over town.
All over town. And you can just go buy them. I mean, right now you can go see a slew of them. Where's the mid-century? You know, where's the modern design?
Yeah.
Now, especially back in, say, 2010, 11, and 12, when I started doing this, there was hardly anything. I see some other developers and builders trying to go that area, and wish them tremendous success, because mm-hmm. we need that. So that's kind of how that
started. Well, it's so interesting that you stumbled into it almost just from this home in Hixson that you mm-hmm. were buying to work on.
You know, I think it's like that in life in general, Blake. It's getting my real estate license was not a plan that I had when I was 17 years old. Stumbled into that.
Mm.
Getting into investments and flipping properties is not something that I had in mind. Stumbled into that. Stumbled into the rentals. Stumbled into the modern design.
Yeah.
And I find personally, when it's that way, sometimes it can be the best way to do the
absolutely
the route.
I have seen a lot of the designs that you've done and a lot of the homes that you've sold. And it is a very distinct look that you tend to represent.
I hope that's a good comment.
It is. That is a good comment, because it's so cool. It really is. And as you mentioned, it's unique. It's not all over the town. Mm-hmm. It's not readily available everywhere in town. So generally, if somebody's buying a home from you, they're going to have a more unique property, I would think.
Yeah, on purpose.
Intentionally. Mm-hmm. There you go. We said you stumbled into these things, but now you've kind of been more intentional, and now you've said, this is where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go from here?
Yeah, so the day-to-day 2024 that I'm involved in is we've got some townhome projects. So I'll also do urban infill townhome projects where I'll partner with some people. I'll partner with a guy named Thomas Conley.
Okay.
We'll be the general partners. So we'll put the deal together, and then we'll get some limited partners, some people with money mm-hmm. that invest in the project. And so having said that, we've got some of those in the works that we're finishing up, one in Lookout Valley and another one in Knoxville. And so that's the day-to-day focus, is making sure those are to the finish line, because we're almost done with those, making sure the sales and the construction is complete. You know, I want to slow down a little bit on that product, especially, I don't know if you experience this as a realtor, but in Chattanooga, townhomes are just saturated.
Oh, yeah.
Every developer was trying to buy property 2 years ago when interest rates were 3-4%. And wanted to be a developer. And so in order to make the numbers work, you got to cram as many units into that parcel.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have townhomes.
Yeah,
and that's a good method. Well, everybody's doing it.
And so we've got a lot of them. That's
tons.
Right. Yeah.
So for me, when we're finished with our product, well, I'm not touching any kind of townhome product.
Okay.
Especially in that urban infill, that south side, that North Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm doing now is focusing on detached single family.
Okay.
So I'm looking for land to do a detached single family mid-century modern subdivision. I don't have that yet. There's some things in the work, but I do have some cool one-offs. So I'll do the urban infill townhomes where we'll put 15 to 30 on one parcel, but I'll also do a one-off, not custom, not semi-custom, just a spec home.
Okay.
Where it'll be a higher end, and we do the design how it's mid-century and sell it. And those are by far my favorite product.
How about that? The creativity you get to have there, isn't it?
Yeah. And there's multiple reasons. I don't have to have a partner, which partnerships are great. I've had great partners. I don't have a buyer that I'm really lined up to do. So I do whatever we want to do. We change the colors. We change the design on the spot. Finish it up and just sell it. And those are profitable. So I can do a townhome development and do 17 in one spot. And it takes over 12 months.
Yeah.
And make X amount. I can do one of the things that I love to do and make more than I would on that one townhome development, with the less stress, less buyers, less walkthroughs, less punch list, less lenders. Do I keep going?
Less everything. That's great. I love that.
And
more fun.
And it's so fun. And my wife is incredible. And we just enjoy doing that. So that's what I do right now. 2024, focusing on that, focusing on the rentals, and driving traffic to the construction company for third-party jobs.
Okay. Now, you mentioned your bride.
Yeah,
now,
Jennifer.
Jennifer and you are partners?
Yes, she's heavily involved.
Uptown Modern Rentals. This is one of the businesses under the umbrella.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So Uptown Modern Rentals is rentals that we own, okay, that my wife and I own out with no partners. Mm-hmm. And so that or those consist of long-term rentals, which means rentals that are empty, no furniture, just a standard 12-month lease.
Yep.
Then there's the midterm, which is my favorite. I'll go back to the midterm. And then we do short-term rentals like Airbnbs.
Sure.
Okay. So with the midterms, we'll stage them like an Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get someone that wants to rent it for 30 days or more. And those are phenomenal. Those are our favorite. So those are the rentals that are under that entity, that Uptown Modern Rentals.
That's great. I've spoken to a lot of clients and talking about real estate and investing. And I have a number of long-term rentals and have not done short-term rentals. However, I have often told people that midterm rental is really a sweet spot to go to. Particularly because of the regulatory environment around short-term rentals. Then also you have curb construction. What sort of projects would curb construction work on?
Curb construction, for a context, was created because when we would build these developments, we would hire a contractor to build the properties for us. And so we created the construction company so we wouldn't have to hire another contractor.
Got it.
So myself, Nolan Woody, who is the general contractor, he has the license, and Thomas Conley, I mentioned him before, the three of us formed Curb Construction. And so, again, it was formed just for our internal projects. And now we're getting people to want us to build their stuff. So we've built Fletcher Bright, the real estate company, they bought that old Nicky's restaurant.
Oh, sure enough.
So we built those townhomes and just doing a bunch of third-party jobs like that.
So back to your history, what are some of the projects that you have completed that maybe we might be familiar with?
Yeah, as an individual, I've done a number of small one-offs, one-off new construction remodels. But we did a development called Riverwalk Townhomes, which is on South Broad, right behind the subway as you're going into St. Elmo.
Yeah, yeah.
Before you get to that Publix, there's a subway on the right. We did some townhomes back there. We did some townhomes in St. Elmo called Base Camp, right behind the Incline.
That's right.
Tremendously successful, cool project.
Absolutely. I've been through those.
Yeah, you know those, those are thank nice. You. Those are great. And so those are two of the bigger ones. We did a project called The Layouts in the South Side, which were, I think, 19 townhomes that were walkable to East Main Street. That's by the Battle Academy.
Okay, sure.
Down in the South Side.
Yeah.
So those are the three projects that are popping off in my mind. But there's, you know, I've done Palm Paradiso, which was a cool mid-century modern house on Avalon. I did a house called The Modern Masterpiece.
Yeah. Now, when you mentioned you're naming the property and you just called it the Masterpiece.
Yeah.
How does it get that name?
It's really easy. What I find, instead of having, say you have a listing that's popping up that you're going to do on 123 Market Street, and it's just a seller wants you to sell that home for them and you're the broker, name it something.
Yeah.
And so we would just come up with these names. It's just really a marketing thing.
Sure.
There's really no science behind it. But what that does is it allows me to say Palm Paradiso. And it has a brand for this one home.
Yes.
And if the few people that are familiar with it, they'll know, Palm Paradiso, that's the one with the pink door.
Yeah.
That's the one that looks, in my opinion, cool. So there's no science behind it. We name everything.
I love that. Well, and it makes it more art. You know, when you name it, it's more a work of art.
It makes you look like you know what you're doing.
<It does. laughs> That's very cool. So what do you think are some future goals that you want to address here in town or anywhere?
Man, that's a great question. I think for my wife and I can speak for her. Our mindset that we have every day is to get out of the grind. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so how do we do that? We focus on the rentals. We have a mindset of being small and mighty. There's a great YouTube podcast guy, a small and mighty investor. I would recommend that to anybody who's interested in investing. So what our mindset is, the concept is you just have less but paid for With rentals.
Okay.
So my mindset was I had a goal of I wanted 1,000 doors, 1,000 rentals. Well, what comes with that is a lot of headaches.
Yeah, 1,000 headaches.
A lot of, yes, right. 1,000 HVACs and water heaters and people and money and debt. And so when I redid the math, it's easier on the mind to have, you know, 15, I think we have 15 or so that are paid for. Now, yeah. Ours aren't paid for yet. But the goal
for the
future is to have those paid for and to have that income replace any other income.
Yeah.
So when we wake up today and we want to do a podcast with you, boom, we're here. There's no agenda. There's no need to go to the rat race. Okay, I got to be here. I'm 5 minutes late because I'm past the meeting that I had on the way over here.
Yeah.
And so that's the goal of Gary and Jennifer. Small and mighty paid for rental homes. And while we're doing that, we'll do our cool one-off projects. So that's the goal for us. Paid for rental properties, doing whatever we want to do, any day we want to do it. And then if we want to do a project, a one-off, we'll do it. I get excited.
You got each
even
other.
Saying
and
that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a big advocate for investing in real estate. I mean, obviously I'm a realtor, just as you are obviously advocating for it as well. I've worked at News Channel 9 and have worked in television and radio for many years, but it was real estate that allowed me the flexibility and the freedom to be able to walk away from those paychecks and start just doing real estate full time.
Were you doing it while you were working there?
Yeah. So I've been an investor for a long time. When I say investor, we had rental houses, mm-hmm. rental property, that sort of thing.
So you would buy them while you were working there and
correct.
Maybe use the W-2 if you had a W-2. I'm sorry to ask a personal question, but maybe a W-2 income to have the financing.
Correct.
If you had to get a loan
the bank
for that.
Loved that. And yeah. So, you know, I had a good,
I think that's a great way to start.
It's a great plan. And I'd certainly encourage people to do that.
100%. Starting early, you know, us starting in, I think our first investment property was in 2007, but we started early as we could. Now, there's still never a late time to start. It might just be a little bit more of a challenge if you're later in life.
It's never too late to get started on that. You know, you think about what you want to potentially even leave for your family. You potentially have generational wealth that can come from real estate.
And that Uptown firm, the brokerage company, the kind of mindset that we have is what I like to say is we're investors that happen to be a realtor. Our mindset first is the real estate investment game.
Mm-hmm.
And then the realtor aspect pays your mortgage and your everyday expenses.
Yeah, right on. Gary, how would we reach you if we wanted to contact you?
You could go to the website, uptowndevelopment.com is a development website, or uptownfirm.com.
Okay.
Those are the best ways to get me. Or you can email me at gary@uptownfirm.com.
Great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Blake. Love you, brother.
Love you too. Glad you could come, man.
Thank you.
I'm Blake Watson, agent with eXp Realty LLC. My mobile phone is 423-315-1815. And my brokerage office phone is 888-519-5113, extension 1241. You can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. My website is realestatebyblake.com. And please subscribe to this podcast so you won't miss an episode. It is free. And I look forward to talking with you next week on Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate.